910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on Your Defending Fathers Patriot Voice Radio Network with Trucker Randy on this Wednesday, July 24th, 2024 edition. Robert Heikkinen, my endorsed candidate for county commissioner in Sheboygan, the city of Sheboygan, he says, Randy, hydrogen is going to be the future. Why? Because it can be made from the air. It can be made from ammonia, safe storage, fueling, remaining concerns. Here's the other thing. H2O, water, naturally occurring water, has two hydrogen atoms for every one oxygen atom. When you distill it, basically vaporize it, turn it into a gas, you get two atoms of hydrogen that can be separated from the oxygen, captured, and used to power engines. The byproduct is pure oxygen, which you can put into tanks and provide pure oxygen for hospitals and people with breathing issues that use oxygen masks. When a hydrogen-burning engine burns pure hydrogen, do you know what the byproduct is? Water. It's absolutely amazing. It is going to be the future. Pure and simple. And you know who's already got it? Toyota. They already got it. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Technology that's coming. When it fully rolls out, when they have a hydrogen-powered vehicle, and they have hydrogen ability to refill hydrogen in those vehicles, electric vehicles are dead. Gone. Why? The production for hydrogen fuel compared to electric charging of a vehicle battery is about a third the cost to operate. I would purchase a hydrogen-powered vehicle all day long. Electric vehicle, never going to own one. Never. Biden's an idiot. Whitmer's an idiot. And all these people don't even understand two things. Number one, our electric grid. This big rollout they were talking about for artificial intelligence. Do you know how much electricity AI uses to do what it does? 200% more than the electric grid capability we have in the United States to fully power AI technology. Electric vehicles, where they want everybody driving electric vehicles by 2040, 1,000 times the current electric grid capability would be required if we were all driving electric vehicles. Not going to happen. The cheapest form of producing electricity, hydro dams, you idiot Democrats are tearing all the dams down. You're stopping all the hydro producing, electric producing power plants. You're shutting them down. Hydro power plants, dams, cheapest form of producing electricity out there. Trump was talking about wind turbines. Do you realize, people, these wind turbines have a useful life of 9 years? The ones they put out in the ocean, they're falling over. You know why? Salt water. Salt water is eroding the epoxy coatings, getting to the steel foundations, rusting, corroding, and they're collapsing into the ocean. You know, if you shoot an American bald eagle, you're going to prison for 2 years? But yet, go out to some wind turbines. Look at the number of birds under the wind turbines. See how many of them are American bald eagles. These people are idiots. And Gretchen Whitmer is pushing this agenda, pushing the Michigan Strategic Fund Board to spend our taxpayer dollars on technology that isn't even going to be used probably within 10 years. Recently, Elon Musk endorsed Donald Trump. Donald Trump said on the interview with Jesse Waters, "Do you know Elon Musk has never asked me to lighten up on attacking EVs?" The owner of Tesla, where he's made a majority of his money, a lot of his money, from Tesla, electric vehicles, has endorsed Donald Trump for president and has not asked him to tone it down attacking EVs. Why? Elon Musk is looking at switching all the Tesla vehicles over to hydrogen power. Flipping the switch and going to go from electric vehicles to hydrogen power vehicles. He wants to compete with Toyota, Ford, GMC, the brand I love, Chevy, former Chrysler. All of the big three are going to have to compete with Toyota and Tesla when they go to hydrogen engines. I told you guys, I already did a prototype experiment on my diesel engine when I was a truck driver. I met a gentleman. He put the little suitcase under the hood of my Mack, tapped into my fuel line. When I was running down south in warm climate, I was producing hydrogen in a little chemistry experiment under my hood. The hydrogen gas was getting fed into the fuel injectors of my diesel, increased my mileage by 50%. If you're using a Mack CX613 anniversary truck with 13 gears, you're pulling 40,000 pounds in a trailer, you got your cruise control set at 60 miles an hour, which I always did. Easy to calculate your logs when you're doing a mile a minute. I went from 8 miles a gallon to 12. 12 miles a gallon in a semi-truck weighing 80,000 pounds between the tractor and the trailer and its load. Going down the highway at 60 miles an hour, I went from 8 miles a gallon to 12. And that was adding hydrogen to my diesel fuel. That wasn't running on hydrogen. That was simply adding to it. This is going to be the technology of the future. Not electric vehicles, Gretchen. You're an idiot. Cannot wait for her to become a lame duck governor starting January of 2025. Why? because the Republicans are going to take back the majority in the House and shut this down. Messer, you and your Michigan Economic Development Corporation needs to die and go away with electric vehicles. The next Republican governor, if he doesn't agree to shut down the MEDC, the Michigan Strategic Fund, and the wasting of our taxpayer dollars, I will not support him. I will attack him on this microphone. We have got to stop this insanity of investing in Michigan's future. Give me a break. Other bills that she signed? Can't make this stuff up. The gay ban defense. What? What the heck are you talking about? Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law bills that basically banned this type of defense in a courtroom. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed 39 bills yesterday, including banning the use of the gay and trans panic defense, reforming the licenses needed to run a funeral home in the state, and letting terminally ill prisoners out on parole. You can't even make this stuff up, people. You can't even make this stuff up. Signing House Bill 4718, which was backed by the liberal, communist, gay state representative Lori Podhutsky, communist from Livonia, makes Michigan the 20th state to ban using gay or transgender panic as a viable defense in court. The defense uses the sudden discovery of someone else's sexual orientation as justification of committing a crime. I've been incredibly passionate about this bill for several years, and I'm elated to finally see it being signed into law. Protecting the future of the LGBTQ XYZ plus people across Michigan is something I've been working hard to do. Of course, I added the XYZ, Podhutsky said. Do you see the agenda of these Democrats? Do you see the agenda of this governor? Is there any doubt that the people of Michigan are looking at this stuff going, I'm voting Republican in November? They're going to lose the House. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Again, you just heard the commercial. We're extending ticket sales until Friday's early show. I will not be talking about it on Friday. Friday's show repeats all weekend long, rebroadcast Monday morning. We'll be pulling the commercial. We'll not be talking about it at all. But we're going to have a blast. We're going to have a party. Come party with us. We're excited. It's going to be fun. Beautiful weather. Great venue. You guys will love it. Text me pig. I'll text you back the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. You can get your tickets online. You'll get an email. That's your ticket. Print out your email. Take a picture of it on your phone. Bring your photo ID. We will be checking your name and your email address at the gate, or you will not get in. It's going to be a blast. As soon as I get off the air, I'm jumping in the Jeep, heading down to Elk Rapids to get the pork. Rick Young from Village Market, want to thank him for the donation. He provides us the pork. I'm driving it over to Gaylord, going to give it to Ian Murphy. He's going to start smoking it for us with cherry wood. He's bringing it to the venue on Saturday. We are excited. As soon as I drop it off to Ian, I'm back here. I'm putting on my baker's apron and going to start baking Grandma Bishop's carrot cake. Excited, got a great day planned. Get it over to the refrigerators. They'll be chilling out tomorrow, Friday, ready to go Saturday afternoon. All the ingredients will be melted in. They'll be nice and cold. Also, I talked to Joe Welsh from Milk and Honey downtown Traverse City. He thinks he's going to try to make it and bring us some of his vanilla bean special ice cream. Local Michigan-grown milk. Milk and Honey, downtown Traverse City, across from the State Theater. If you're ever there, stop in and tell Joe Trucker Randy sent you. Sherry LaFave, best carrot cake ever. Yes, it is. Thank you, Grandma Bishop, for the recipe. Last thing I want to say about this governor, this agenda, you're going to lose in November. Donald Trump will win the state of Michigan. I don't care about the machines. I don't care about the absentee voting, the ballot boxes, the drop boxes, the 9 days of early voting. majority of us are voting on Election Day, August 6th. I don't care about any of it. You know why? Too big a turnout to rig. Too big to rig. All you people saying, well, it doesn't matter to vote, the machines... No, no, stop. Get out and vote. Tell your friends. If you know a lot of hunters, make sure they vote. Do not vote straight Republican ticket. Take a ballpoint pen with you. Do not use a Sharpie. Use a ballpoint pen and mark in each candidate's oval. Why do I say that? It makes it harder to adjudicate your ballot. What is adjudicate? Something is not marked perfectly on your ballot. You didn't fill the oval completely in. You went outside the border. It doesn't matter. It sends it to adjudication. Somebody looks at your ballot and can fill in the ovals if you vote straight party ticket. Unfortunately, on August 6th, you can't vote straight party. You got to mark the candidates. You can't just mark Republican Party because there's multiple Republicans running in each race, hopefully. You got to actually mark your ballot for a candidate that you want to run to be the nominee against the Democrat in November. So you can't vote straight party ticket on August 6th. You can if it's there on your ballot, but it'll be rejected. You got to color in the ovals, people, and color them in. I'm going to use a blue ballpoint pen. Now, they're going to tell you you can't use a pen. Yes, you can. No, you have to use a Sharpie. No, I don't. My ballot, I'll mark it the way I want. If the machine takes it, great. If the machine rejects it, I'll redo it. Spoil that ballot. Give me another one. Do not buy the crap that your clerks and poll inspection workers, election inspectors are going to tell you. They're repeating the garbage they're getting from Jocelyn Benson. Don't buy it. Don't fall for it. Take a ballpoint pen, preferably blue ink, and color in the ovals. And don't press hard. Don't make it bleed through to the other side. That's another reason to adjudicate your ballot. Lightly mark it, fully color in the oval with blue ink. Run it through the tabulator. Make sure it takes it and look and see what number you are. On August 6th, live show, Tuesday, Election Day, I'm going to have you be texting me from your voting place what number you were. A week from this coming Tuesday, August 6th is Election Day. I want you to be able to text me and give me live field reports. Hey, I just voted so-and-so place. I was number 212. That's what we're going to do on Tuesday, August 6th. That's it for today's show. I'm losing my voice. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee and the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell trustee.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and